This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yeah, so far so good. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It is a lubricant. It is a solvent. The treatment part of it, you can put on every metal part of your weapon. It's going to strengthen it. It is going to make it impervious to the environment. And that is a good thing, which means it's going to be combat effective and much more lethal. That's why I use it. That's why I recommend it. Froglube.com. Gun-free zones. I've never done the research on them. I just apply my grasp of common sense to them. Here's one thing about gun-free zones that comes from the grasp of my understanding. And the gun banners apparently don't get this. There's no such thing as a gun-free zone. The gun-free zone is like the gun show loophole. Gun-free zones, in practice, they just don't exist. There's some that would argue about this point. In nearly any city, you know, there's businesses and offices and stores and schools with a recognizable sign depicting a circle pistol with a line through it. And yeah, you can find that. Today I was looking for a watch, and I went to a jeweler's. And in South Carolina, you can't just put up a sign and say, "Guns not allowed." Now, you can kick me out of your business if you find me with a gun in your business, and I will comply, but it does not have the force of law behind it. I went into one place today, and they had a big, long, lettered sign that didn't have any of the other stuff that it's supposed to have with it, saying not to bring in a gun. I was wearing a gun. I went in. I looked for a watch anyway. They didn't know I had a gun on, and they're not going to know, and they're probably not listening, and that's fine. Now, despite the sign, even when it's the correct sign, there's one segment of society that still carries firearms at these locations, and you probably have figured out who that might be. Criminals. Criminals. By definition, they don't follow the law. That's why they are called criminals. They don't follow laws that make armed robbery illegal. They don't follow laws that make rape illegal. They don't follow laws that make murder illegal. And they really don't follow laws saying that guns aren't allowed in a particular area or building. It may be necessary in order to break those other laws to bring guns with us into those places. John Lott would tell you that people that are trying to hurt as many people as they can and some are looking for these places where the law-abiding don't carry guns. But think about this just for a little bit, okay? Just humor me on this one. Picture in your mind a career violent criminal. He's a convicted felon. He carries a handgun in his pocket anyway. He's headed down to the neighborhood convenience store to get some fast cash the easy way. When he arrives, there's no guns allowed sign prominently displayed on the front door. Now, he knows that in all likelihood, there won't be any law-abiding citizens carrying a gun for self-defense in the store. After all, concealed carry permit holders are among the most law-abiding subsets of the U.S. population, and therefore overwhelmingly likely to either respect the establishment's request and leave their firearm behind or take their business elsewhere. And for the criminal, it doesn't matter as long as there's no gun-carrying people in this place. His only barrier is the clerk who might or might not have a gun. Now, does he go in and hold up the place? Now, if you were to ask the gun ban advocates, they would think that he would not go in there. They would think the sign keeps him out. Despite his blatant disregard for a number of other laws, the anti-gun advocates seem to think that since the store is a so-called gun-free zone, that this establishes some sort of vacuum holy ground that the criminals can't go into. They think he'll kindly pass on by, find another way to get the money that he wants. Gun-free zones are only gun-free for me and you, if we go into them. With me, because I know the law in my state, I know the odds of things being the way that they have to be within the state in order for the force of law to be behind them. Here in the upstate of South Carolina, we have a mall called Haywood Mall. Now, Haywood Mall, for the longest time, was considered to be a gun-free zone, but then some gun carrier found out that JCPenney did not have the gun-free sign. So every gun carrier in Greenville County that went to Haywood Mall would enter through the JCPenney doors. Now, what I knew, because I used to deliver to Haywood Mall, was that they did not have the gun-free signs on all the doors. So because they didn't have the gun-free signs on all the doors, the gun-free signs on the front doors meant nothing, unfortunately. This is somebody out there that doesn't even know why they're doing it. They think that this is a safe thing to do, and they don't even have the due diligence to follow up and actually do it all the way. So, okay. So much for that. Nature finds a way. So the law-abiding in us that are going into places, we're looking for ways to be law-abiding and still carry, because we know the criminals are not going to get out there and go, oh, no, this has got a gun-free sign on it. We got to go somewhere else. Let's go. You know, they're not doing that. If a violent criminal is already carrying a gun into these places, don't we sort of deserve to at least have a fighting chance to protect ourselves and our families? Well, you know, I'm not asking that rhetorically. I'm actually, you know, I'll throw that out there just for consideration. But my answer is, yeah, I do. I'll give you another example. Downtown Greenville, South Carolina, which is going through this upswing. It's going through a lot of new construction. You know, the young and the urban are moving, trying to be urban. Coming in. There's a restaurant that is an annex to a hotel down there. Now, the hotel doesn't have the signs, but the restaurant does. And the restaurant, you can enter the restaurant while in the hotel. Now, the first time I saw it, I wanted to try the restaurant, and I did not realize the extent to which they had exposed themselves. And when I found that out, I never went back, because that's... it's pretty stupid. It's just, you know, just being that stupid just irritates me. If they're that stupid, how are they going to make me a good meal? So the gun-free zone is a series of signs. They're not barriers. They're plastic signs in most cases, or cellophane, or something to stick on the wall. And there's no barrier, no secret powers to them or anything else. They're just there as a warning to us, the law-abiding. Because the law breakers, they just see that as opportunity. And then they go and exploit it like they, you know, that's what criminals do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. getting ready to head to the range and take the Glockzilla and the Nighthawk out. And when I'm done with that, they will be frog lubed judiciously. Check it out, froglube.com. All right, this is the nightmare scenario for those of us that are gun owners, because this is a matter of moments, okay? When Andrew Scott heard a loud pounding at his door, he had the clearly established right to answer it with a gun in his hand at his side. Now, you know, and let me set the stage for you. Imagine you're up late at night, maybe it's after midnight, maybe you're finishing a movie, maybe you're reading a book, or maybe you're like a young man named Andrew Scott, you're playing video games with your girlfriend. Is that really a thing now to do on date night, playing video games with your girlfriend? You hear a loud pounding on your front door, and you're not expecting anyone, and no one is shouting or yelling anything from the other side. The pounding continues, and the door rattles on its hinges. Now, if this happened to me where I live, I'm going to the door with a gun in my hand, and I would answer the door warily, because my home is my castle. It's where my wife and children are, and it's hard to imagine a situation where there's a loud pounding that late, and it doesn't involve a degree of urgency. I have a constitutional and a human right guaranteed under the Second Amendment to defend my family, my life, and my home. Unless, of course, the people pounding the door are cops who had no search warrant, didn't turn on their emergency lights, didn't identify themselves as police, misunderstood a neighbor's directions, and showed up at the wrong house. The house of the wrong person, the completely innocent man. Then my right to defend myself turns into a right to die in about 2 seconds flat, without firing a shot or even chambering a round. And that's the effective holding of a panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, a holding that the entire circuit declined to review en banc just last week. The officer who shot Andrew Scott, a man by the name of Richard Sylvester, never faced prosecution for killing an undeniably innocent man. That decision is wrenching, but it was somewhat defensible. There was conflicting testimony as to whether Scott was pointing the gun at the officers, and the officers did mistakenly believe they were at the home of the man who they thought had just committed a violent crime. But the 11th Circuit wasn't deciding a criminal case and threw out a mere civil lawsuit, a claim brought by Scott's estate for monetary damages for violations of his civil rights. The court held that the officer was entitled to qualified immunity when he fired the fatal shots. A good question here is why, and because when he showed up at the wrong door, misunderstood a neighbor's directions, refused to identify himself as a cop, and then gunned down a man who was entirely lawfully carrying a gun in an entirely lawful circumstance, the officer did not, the court claimed, violate any of Scott's clearly established legal rights. The qualified immunity doctrine holds that public employees can't be held individually liable for violating citizens' constitutional rights unless those rights have been clearly established. So, this is a very controversial doctrine, and it typically requires plaintiffs, even plaintiffs who've suffered egregious and unjustified harm at the hands of the state, to conduct furious searches for other cases with a fact pattern just like theirs, hoping that the right court in the right jurisdiction had already ruled against the state under just the right circumstances. And in this circumstance, the judges writing for the majority of the court chastised the dissenting judge's alleged failure to identify any cases with facts similar to the undisputed facts here, and then noted that clearly established law shouldn't be defined at a high level of generality, but must be particularized. In other words, since Scott's attorneys couldn't find another court that had ruled against the police in a similar set of disastrous circumstances, they were out of luck. But then again, how's this for a clearly established right? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms should not be infringed. Much of the case turned on analysis of the Fourth Amendment, which lays out the right of the people to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure. The panel specifically considered whether the police officer at Scott's door had engaged in a permissible knock-and-talk procedure. The dissent noted there was no talk here. There was a knock and shoot. In reality, this case represents an unacceptable collateral attack on the Second Amendment. To understand why, I consider the testimony in the case. Deputy Sylvester testified that Scott flung open the door and pointed his gun directly in his face. The plaintiffs presented evidence that when Scott opened the door and saw a man outside crouching with a gun, he immediately retreated, and his gun was at all times pointed down to his side. And this next part is critical for understanding the danger of the court's reasoning. Through the quirks of civil procedure, the court was required to evaluate the case as if the plaintiff's account were true. Pay attention, citizens of the 11th Circuit. That's Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. If you exercise your constitutional right to keep and bear arms in your home, agents of the state who show up at the wrong house and don't announce themselves can kill you with legal impunity, even if you are retreating and even if you point your gun at the ground. The judges of the Federal Court of Appeals slammed the courthouse door in the face of the aggrieved citizens without even granting them the right to stand in front of a jury and make their case. Even Slate came out against this, and I sort of understand it. Mark Joseph Stern noted that this was has essentially held that exercising your Second Amendment right means diminishing your Fourth Amendment right. So, this is one of these cases that needs to be examined really carefully. This is the United States of America. When an agent of the state makes a mistake after mistake and kills an innocent man who was guilty only of nothing, and then everybody walks away and everybody says, nope, you have no redress, I should have the right to open my door under tense situations, and the 11th Circuit says I don't. So let's seat Gorsuch and let the Supreme Court say that I do. When we get back, we're going to take a very short look at Amy Schumer because I can't stand her. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that has worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. I had the rumblings happening. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we got time to get the last two segments in and close this one out. I was afraid the weather might slow it down, but I'm glad that it hasn't so far. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out, froglube.com. Two things I want to point out one more time. Well, one thing I pointed out already. Second thing I want to talk about that's about to happen. First thing, with the podcast, even if you're listening live, go get the podcast. Download at least one of them. There'll be a link there for you to go enter to win a Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. This is a weapon that's worth $3,900, and I would love for one of the ninjas to win it. The drawing will be April the 30th, so there's plenty of time to do it, but get in there and enter and be a part of it. And go take a look at Gunwinner while you're doing it, because that's what they do. They give away a bunch of stuff, and they have other deals there all the time. I mean, it's a money savings place. The other thing is that with Hive Technologies, they're sending me a box of parts that we're going to use, and we're going to take a Glock 26, and we're going to take a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, both of these my guns. And he's come out with the trigger to go in both of these guns. We're going to install these triggers, and then we're going to install some of these magazine plates to make the gun's capacity a little higher. And then we're going to go out and try them. And then I'm going to have one setup for one M&P shield and one Glock 26 to give away. So first I'm going to go do it. Then I'm going to give you my opinion of it. And then somebody's going to get some of this stuff to put on their gun. You will have to have a Glock 26 or Smith & Wesson M&P shield in 9mm in order to play in this particular game. So stay tuned for that. That'll be a YouTube video. We'll talk about it here. Amy Schumer is gun control's favorite advocate, and she decided to go on a gun rant in her latest Netflix special. Most people didn't know that happened because not many people watched it. She called this the Leather Special. In her rant, she attempts to use sarcasm and humor, which is assuming a lot if you find her funny, to go after lawful gun owners. The problem with her rant is that, you know, her logic is severely flawed. She's simply spewing the typical gun control talking point. She explains she got into the gun control debate when two women were shot and killed in a movie theater when they went to see her movie. She said, "I found out that this guy who did this was mentally ill and a domestic abuser. And I was like, oh, okay, well, how did he get a gun? I didn't. I wasn't educated about it. I learned that if you're severely mentally ill or have been convicted of a domestic violence, there are loopholes where it's not that hard to get a firearm." Well, Amy, let me step in. Fact, in order to legally possess a firearm, you have to go through a background check to acquire said firearm. Anyone who is convicted of domestic abuse would not pass a background check. She goes on to explain, "I believe in the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. I'm friends with gun owners. But what I learned was that no matter what you say, as soon as you say the word gun with gun nuts, here is just you want to talk about all our guns." Fact, because you have friends who are gun owners does not mean you're in favor of the Second Amendment. So stop using your friends as your political get-out-of-jail card. Still, she goes on, "Then I found, and I'm sure most of you probably know this already, that if you're on a terrorist watch list, not just the no-fly list, but the straight-up terrorist watch list, you can easily get a gun." You know, once again, background checks come into play. If you're buying a gun legally from a federally licensed dealer, you have to go through a background check. If you're on the terrorist watch list, you can't pass a background check and you won't be sold a gun. The terrorists that you speak of are getting their guns off the black market because, you know, criminals and terrorists don't follow laws. The list you're actually wanting to see is the one that doesn't report because nobody knows who's on the list. It's not with the FBI. It's not with the gun dealers. So nobody knows who's on the list. So, Schumer, it's insulting that you believe every gun owner in America is a white trash trailer park hillbilly. It really is. Truth is simple, and it's probably hard for you to understand, but gun owners come in every race, religion, creed, political party, and all across America. Some of your leftist friends are thinking they're about to be murdered because they're idiots. So they're buying guns right now. The Second Amendment protects me. It protects you. It protects your friends. You know, even with your armed bodyguards. Did you point that out in your little stand-up show that nobody watched? Did you point out that you have armed bodyguards? All right. During the opening day of confirmation hearings, Fine Frankenstein called the NRA an extreme organization that stands in the way of getting military-style assault weapons off of our streets. I often sit back and marvel at how I wish that would happen, because when I was out today, I was just seeing them all over the road. I mean, they're just everywhere. It was crazy how many assault weapons were in the streets. Her comment came after she voiced her expectations that the Supreme Court will have the final say on air and water pollution, and just before she addressed employers who discriminate against workers. C-SPAN 2 aired her comments. "It is the Supreme Court that will have the final word on whether the NRA and other extreme organizations will be able to block common sense gun regulations, including those that keep military-style assault weapons off our streets." You know, the thing that was the catharsis for you, Diane, to being a gun grabber, That guy used a revolver. Now, either you're lying through your dentures, or you're aiming at the wrong thing. I mean, rifles kill very few people in crime. Now, when they do, it's spectacular. It makes all the news and everything, and it's horrible. But it just isn't. I mean, it's handguns. It's handguns. And you going after the low-hanging fruit, I know why you're doing it, but, I mean, it's not going to work. Many things are at play in her statement, including the ongoing animosity toward the fact that the Supreme Court rulings and Heller and McDonald pose a great hindrance to the future of gun control in this country. And her statement betrays her continued support of a gun or assault weapons ban, such as the ones that Democrats like her enacted during the Clinton administration, or the one that she herself unsuccessfully pushed after the attack of Sandy Hook Elementary School when she illegally had assault weapons in the D.C. So, oh gosh, assault weapon is that's a moniker that's a political construct. It's not really a descriptor of the class of weapons that these are. It never has been. It's never going to be. Handguns are used in more than 80% of gun murders every year. More than 80%. More than 80%. In the 1990s, they created this because this is the way you do things. You create subsets, and then you start banning the subsets. We only want bolt-action rifles. We only want this. We only want that. We only want these. We only want those. And then before long, there's none left. If you were to look at AR-15s, the ratio of stabbing deaths is higher than that altogether. So it appears like we've made it. Going back to Genesis one more time, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. There once was a guy named Jeff Cooper, Colonel Jeff Cooper. Colonel Cooper was a devout worshiper of the 45 ACP and the 1911 in 45 ACP. But because he was sort of a forward-looking guy, he was very interested in a pistol caliber capable of pushing a 200-grain round at 1,200 feet per second. And he thought that this would be ideal for times where we might require a pistol to reach out to 50 yards. So Colonel Cooper played a prominent role in developing and designing the Dornos and Dixon Bren 10. He expressed an optimism for both the pistol and the caliber, as he felt they brought a new level of ballistic performance to the pistol shooter. The Bren 10 was based upon the CZ-75, which, unfortunately, I've never owned one. I would like to find one. And this pistol was designed around a new and powerful cartridge called the 10mm Auto. The Bren 10 and the 10mm enjoyed a surge in popularity in the early to mid-1980s. This is what Sonny Crockett carried initially, I think it might have been midway through it or something. That was the gun that he carried. He actually got one that had magazines. Then on the morning of April 11th, 1986, 8 Miami FBI agents spotted and approached 2 wanted bank robbers. In the ensuing firefight, agents Dove and Grogan were killed, as well as two of the 2 bank robbers, Maddox and Platt. This shocked the nation as well as law enforcement. The autopsy of the two crooks revealed that the then-issued FBI service round, a 9mm, lacked sufficient penetration to readily incapacitate. Had one round penetrated Platt's body an inch more, it likely that the two FBI agents would have survived. This real-world event became a driving force behind the 10mm auto, and it validated Cooper's idea that magnum-level ballistics in a semi-auto had a serious application in the law enforcement world. So the FBI selected the 10mm. But then reality set in. Now, the idea of having a semi-auto pistol capable of magnum performance seemed like a great idea. As a matter of fact, I just got mine back. After a series of tests using the 10mm in both pistols and submachine guns, the FBI adopted this, but then they found out that some people's hands were just not big enough. Some people could not control it. Some people didn't like the way it shot. The 10mm round is a brilliant round, but, you know, it was just too much of a good thing for most of the agents to shoot well. So they neutered the 10mm by loading it down to a more manageable velocity, and this became known as the 10mm FBI. No ammunition manufacturer wanted to put their name on this heinous travesty. From there, when the size of the round and the grip fitting into hands, see, that was one of the things they took into consideration and one of the reasons they chose the SIG P320, grip size. So some people have smaller hands. They could not grip the 10mm. Hence, we get the 40 caliber. The 40 Smith & Wesson is what they called. 40 caliber is okay. I've owned one or two. It doesn't shoot a big round like the 45 ACP. Pistol's chambered for it can't hold as much as a 9mm can, and it cannot come close to the ballistics of the 10mm. So it was a compromise going in the wrong direction just to have something, I guess. I don't know. For me, I am going to own three calibers, 9mm, 45, and now 10mm. The Brand 10, of course, went away. The gun that became a little more synonymous with the FBI was the Smith & Wesson 1006. Then Colt came out with the Delta Elite, which was the first 1911 pistol to be chambered for 10mm auto. And now Nighthawk makes one, Wilton Combat makes one. Colt has also returned to offering limited qualities of the Delta Elite each year. The 1911 is a good choice for the 10mm because it has familiar controls and it has comfortable ergonomics. Most of them are all made out of steel, so when combined with an integral feed ramp, a 1911 and 10mm becomes as durable as it is comfortable. So, other people have tried this in the past, and then Glock came out with the models 20 and 29. Now, I just got the model 20 back from Agency Arms. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I saw this this video from the Yankee Marshal regarding how the 10mm is a good round for self-defense, but there's no platforms that fire it that anybody can carry. I carried this inside the waistband today. Nothing special, no special rig or anything. I have this old Galco inside the waistband holster that I bought a long time ago for a Springfield XD. Everything fits that thing, so I just use that for everything. And this rode very comfortably in it. What Agency has done is they've made it just a little bit narrower, a little more narrow. They've taken the grip down just a little bit more, and this is just feels lovely. I mean, the grip quality of the gun and everything. They've made it lighter. So I carried it today, and I will carry it some more. And when I go to Atlanta next month, I will be carrying that. I'll be alternating between that and the Nighthawk pistol. So, I may have the Nighthawk in a backpack, and I may switch back and forth between these guns and carry one in a backpack and carry the other one on me, and I don't know. What I like about the 10mm is what it is, and 10mm is a round that basically, it has the ballistic performance of a 41 Magnum in bullet weight and velocities, but there's companies like Underwood that have come out with something like, they call it the Extreme Penetrator, where it's a really light round, but it goes out really hot. And I'm going to get some of those and fire these through this. But this round, the 10mm round, can deal with any predator that I am likely to come across, whether it is two-legged or four-legged. And in an era where vehicles are becoming weaponized, having something that you can fire into the front of the car that might disable the car. I don't know how many rounds of 10mm it would take to take out a car, but firing it into a car to where it finally might start is not a bad proposition for me, especially if I have extreme penetrators in them. Taking the 10mm as your gun into the field when hiking or just hunting or as a sidearm or whatever, that's sort of a no-brainer. You can hunt hogs with it. So, an eternal principle of gunfights reads this way. Bring enough gun. When we're relegated to only carrying a pistol, we should make it a point to carry as much pistol as possible for those times when the unexpected happens. And no other semi-automatic pistol caliber offers the range of penetration of the 10mm. So, if you're LEO and you face the violent and unexpected, that additional performance of the 10mm is comforting. So, hey, thank you, Colonel Cooper, for the last thing that you did as far as gun development. Back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Tomorrow night, The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This has been Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.